Welcome back to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. This is part two of our discussion with naturopathic physician, Dr. Heather Manley. She's a practicing physician on the Big Island of Hawaii, and she also is the author of the Human Body Detectives book and curriculum series for kids and their parents, which helps them to visualize their bodies as being more than just a collection of cells, but also something that responds well to the right kind of influences, both dietary and other types of healthful inputs. So, Dr. Manley, part one, you know, we talked about some considerations in terms of what kids should be eating, but I'm going to bounce something off you. Maybe you've heard about this study. In a paper that was published in the journal Prostaglandins, Leukotrienes, and Essential Fatty Acids, they did a very interesting survey. Now, you know, there's a big call in this country for improving the academic performance of kids. We're lagging behind many countries, and it's scary. It's kind of like, you know, when I was a kid, the Russians launched the Sputnik satellite in 1957, and everybody freaked out because it was like we were falling behind the Russians. And so there was this big race to improve education so that we could keep up with the Russians and maintain technological superiority. Now we're falling behind countries like India and countries like China and many countries in Western Europe, Scandinavia, Japan. So what the heck is it about? And so what they're saying is, you know, we need more money allocated to schools, and maybe we need to give all the kids iPads. We need to institute universal pre-K, and so on and so on. Or maybe parents need to be more involved. That's always the case. But this is an amazing study. I think it's going to resonate with you, Dr. Manley. Their findings show that the amount of omega-3 dicosahexaenoic acid, abbreviated DHA, in a mother's milk is the strongest predictor of test performance in children from over two dozen countries for how well they perform on academic tests. So, not, and it wasn't economics. It wasn't schooling opportunities. That was less important than the amount of DHA in the mother's milk. So, I'm going to let you tee off on that particular concept. By the way, Dr. Manley happens to be a brand ambassador for Nordic Naturals, which is a great maker of omega-3 supplements. And also, they have actually a very nice line which is devoted to kids, because it's kind of hard to get kids to take fish oil sometimes. So what's your take on that?
Oh, I haven't read that article, but I would love to read that article.
I will send you the reference immediately. Okay. That'll be great. That'll be great ammo for one of your blogs, I think.
Yeah, that most definitely will be. You know, I'm not surprised. I think especially naturopaths have known this for years. I mean, I remember in school in the 90s, I was learning the importance of DHA and EPA and fish oils and with memory and with learning and how, you know, breast milk, you know, is a great source of it. So, you know, it's not surprising to me, but it makes me very happy that it's finally getting some acknowledgement in the U.S. and in North America in general. I think going back to what we were talking about earlier, you know, the diet is so huge, and also that we're, you know, doing weight, we're over programming our kids with so many things, and we're not allowing them to be who they are. And then supporting them nutritionally. So one of the best ways, I think, to do that is with fish oils. Because, you know, not every woman can breastfeed, but they can be taking the fish oils when they're pregnant. Mm-hmm. And they can start to give the baby fish oil in their formulas. I mean, they definitely want to talk to their pediatrician to make sure that they get the right dosage. But, yeah, I think it's essential. And I think that could be the key to making a big turnaround and in our children's academic status.
So, but how do you get kids to take fish oil? Because I remember when I was a kid, I didn't eat any fish. I had a total repugnance for fish. I was a real problem child. I mean, who'd have thunk that I would grow up to be a nutritionally oriented physician? I mean, you never would have imagined that, because I was eating Oreos and French fries and hamburgers and hot dogs. That was just about it. But no fish passed my lips. So how do you get finicky kids to consume DHA or EPA from omega-3? Certainly some kids like nuts. Nuts may be a source, but actually the fish is a better source of the preformed DHA. And are there other products in the Nordic Naturals line which are targeted to kids?
Well, that's one reason. I've been using Nordic Naturals for over 10 years, and I one of the main reasons I went to them is because of their testing. It's excellent. They really go the extra mile just to make sure that their products are really well. They're great quality, and there's no heavy metals found in them, and that they're fresh and pure. So yes, and now in the last few years they've expanded into the children's products, and there's so many great ones. It's so easy for kids to like one of their products. So when my children were younger, we didn't have a lot of the Nordic Natural products that they have now. But they had. But what I would do, which is I think very clever, and I think a lot of people have been doing this over the years, is making smoothies for our children. Mm-hmm. And I think smoothies are a really great place to throw in your fish oil.
It's like a Trojan horse for a lot of healthy things, right?
Yeah.
You can sneak things in that ordinarily they might have repugnance for.
Right. And yeah. I don't, I'm not a huge advocate of sneaking vegetables to foods, but I think a smoothie is great. And even they can... I mean, a lot of times, my kids would help make the smoothies because, again, going back to the more proactive our kids are in the kitchen, the more apt they are to eat the foods. And so
you could put a little flaxseed oil in, or I noticed that Nordic Naturals has some liquid omega-3s. They also have a baby's DHA, which comes in a dropper form.
Right.
And it's very gentle. It says great for babies 5 to 35 pounds. And
yes, yeah, perfect.
And then they have sort of small capsules, too, for kids who can't swallow those big honking adult fish oil capsules. And
right.
they have gummies as well that are made with fish, omega-3s, which are chewable.
Well, and that's what's so great. They have a lot of different options. So
Worms, in fact. Gummy worms are fun. Gummy fish, gummy worms, right?
That's one of their newer ones. I haven't tried those ones, but
I think the boys like the worms more, probably.
Probably. my older daughter, who's almost 13, she still loves the DHA Juniors, and those are small little. They're like little round balls, and if you keep them in the fridge, the kids when they eat them, they crunch down and make a popping sound in the mouth, and my 13-year-old still loves that. And she would eat the whole bottle if I let her.
It's a question of, when parents ask, how much DHA should I give my kid or how much omega-3 should I give my kid? I say, well, you can give them as much as you want, but it's going to cost you. And they go, what do you mean? And I go, well, graduate school is really expensive these days. And, if you want your kid to just go to trade school, just, don't give them any. If you want your kid to go to college, just give them a couple a day. If you want your kid to go to advanced graduate programs that will, by the time your kid goes to school, will cost like $250,000 a year, just load them up on that stuff. And then they laugh and they say, it's worth it.
It does. And like we were talking about that study earlier, there's a lot of studies out there saying that, the kids who are given fish oils before the age of 5 have a higher IQ. So it is important to bring it into their diet, and either a liquid into a smoothie, or you can give them, the DHA chewables or the, the gummy worms. There's so many different options. You just need to figure out which one your kid's going to like and stick with it.
So, you can't really cram your kid with supplements. Now, certainly, I mean, if your child has a very serious health problem, there might be a rationale for that. Let's say a child with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, you might want to use a really more heavy-duty barrage of supplements than for ordinary kids' health. But for general kids' health, you know, we mentioned fish oil. Are there any other supplements that you think are advisable for kids to take, or are you sort of, you know, more emphasizing the food?
No, I think it's important to, well, I actually consider fish oil as part of the food.
Okay, so it's a food-like, it's a supplement, it's a food-like substance. So
right.
Yeah.
So I try to, you know, look at it that way. And when I talk to patients and families, I usually say that. But I there's three things that I always suggest to have in the house for your child, or the whole family. Actually, I just don't target the kids, but a really good multivitamin. A really good probiotic.
Thank you. And, yes, I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. And then a fish oil.
Yeah.
Some essential fatty acid. What I usually suggest to parents is, if you can, Nordic Naturals is great because they have such an array of products that, you know, your kids will love. But if your kids like smoothies or other ways, it's nice to rotate the fish oils. We talked, you mentioned flaxseed oil. So, mm-hmm. you know, maybe go through a bottle of the Nordic Naturals fish oil, and then you go through like a hemp oil, and then you go through a flaxseed oil, and then you come back to the fish oil. So that's a really nice thing to really get, you know, an array of the essential fatty acids that are so important. The probiotics, you know, are so essential. They facilitate optimal digestion, and they, you know, they support the immune system really well. They help suppress any growth of bacteria that we don't really want in the gut, and they help manufacture lots of nutrients. So it's one thing that I really suggest for parents to bring into the diet. Especially at stressful times during the year. So if you can't do it year round, that, you know, before school starts or before holidays, that you kind of up the probiotics just to help, you know, support the system.
Now, what about vitamin D? Because, and maybe that's less of a concern for y'all over there in Hawaii, but here in the Northeast, the days getting shorter, people are getting sicker. Obviously, some correlation has to do with immunity. And, until recently, we thought, oh, my goodness, vitamin D, that's very toxic. You know, we have to make sure, you know, kids don't get too much. Just drink, you know, a few glasses of milk and you'll get all you need. And now it turns out that vitamin D may play a more important role than we think. So is there a place for vitamin D supplementation for children, even neonates and infants?
Well, I definitely think there is. And that's one reason I really like the fish oils, because the fish oils have vitamin A and vitamin D in them. So you're going to be getting not a therapeutic dose, but a nice maintenance dose of vitamin D in the fish oils.
I think the cod liver oil may have it, but yes. I'm not sure that the others have, you know, when it's purified, I'm not sure there's a lot of extra vitamin A and D. And let's say the purified EPA DHA forms of that, but you know, so vitamin D separately, is there a role for vitamin D as drops for a kid who can't take pills? I've actually heard it said that kids can tolerate as much as 1,000, even 2,000 international units of vitamin
right.
D.
Well, I think, you know, if you're considering something like that, I think it is a good idea to go to your doctor and you know, discuss it with them, because it's especially if your child is sick a lot and it's not thriving.
You might say that, but a lot of parents out there aren't fortunate enough to have a naturopathic physician like yourself, because you would be open to that, and you might even do tests to ascertain the level of vitamin D in a child who, say, for example, gets constant colds or has various types of immune problems. But most pediatricians are very, very conservative about the use of vitamin D, although they're becoming more aware.
Right. Well, I definitely think it's something that they need to become more aware of it, because there is a big deficiency of vitamin D in our society. So, then I think, since with all our listeners, is making sure you get a good vitamin D supplement. And Nordic Naturals has some great ones. And, you know, just taking a lower dose and just keeping it on a maintenance.
Mm-hmm. What about kids with specific immune problems? You know, the kid who's getting sick, or, you know, is there a place for, you know, say, zinc lozenges or other types of immune boosters, things like colostrum, transfer factor? I know there's a little more esoteric, but do you find a place for those in your practice?
You know, I'm really, I try, you know, when a patient comes to me and they are sick all the time with sore throats, you know, if they come to me with specific things like sore throat or a cough, then I really kind of I tailor their treatment plan accordingly. And so it might include, you know, zinc lozenges, or it might include elderberry tincture, which is really lovely for children because it tastes good.
Do you use the Sambucol brand, or is it just a general elderberry? Because Sambucol, I guess, one of the big brands of elderberry.
Yes. If people are buying it over the counter at the health food store, then by all means, that's a great brand. I definitely use an array of different products, but that is one that I have used. And yeah, that is something I suggest for my, you know, to people to have in their medicine cabinet. Elderberry and vitamin C is really crucial for kids to be taking. And then if you are seeing, you know, the chronic colds and coughs and just not being able to overcome it fast, like it's taking longer than a couple of days for them to feel better, then, you know, getting vitamin D, you know, more into the diet, I think that's definitely part of the treatment plan. Especially if they're not taking any fish oils like the cod liver oil.
One big concern, and this has been raised repeatedly, is the overuse of antibiotics, especially in our kids. And lately it's come out that too many antibiotics undermine our immunity. And recently a study came out suggesting that even a single dose of antibiotics can alter the microbiome, the intestinal bugs or the flora, to promote obesity in our kids. So, oh my goodness, you know, you must try like heck to avoid the use of antibiotics when kids come in with minor infections.
Yes, I rarely prescribe, if ever I've prescribed antibiotics, because I do think that there's a lot of things that we can do herbally and homeopathically and hydrotherapy that can really help, you know, boost the immune system and get kids healthy before, you know, so they don't have to go on the antibiotic route.
So in Hawaii, naturopaths actually are licensed, and they have the privilege of prescribing certain medications, correct? And they can do primary care for kids, which is great. We don't have that in New York yet, in Connecticut, and in Oregon, and Washington, and Vermont, I think, some more enlightened states, that is happening, but not yet in the big bad state of New York. So you actually see lots of kids for well care, and sometimes for minor health problems. You probably work in tandem with pediatricians if you think kids need very heavy-duty interventions. So probably you're part of just a medical support system on the island of Hawaii.
Well, it's great because we are very small, and the doctors, especially in the town that I live in, we all know each other. Our kids go to school together, and you know, majority of us really respect each other's fields. So it's really nice to be able to, you know, if there is a child that I'm thinking, you know, maybe antibiotics is the route that this child needs to go, then I can call up somebody and suggest it. But at the same time, do some naturopathic support with hydrotherapy and, you know, the probiotics and things like that.
In short, what is hydrotherapy? Because some people are not familiar with that. That's a very ancient naturopathic technique, but there's a science behind it, and this is something you learn about in naturopathic school. So what is it? I mean, hot baths, sit baths, foot baths, what does it entail?
The main reason, it's the application of hot and cold.
Okay.
So, you know, whether you're using compresses, you know, like say you have a sore throat, you could put a hot compress on and then alternate that with a cold compress.
Is castor oil Pax part of that too?
It's considered hydrotherapy as well.
Okay, okay. So for tummy problems sometimes, yes. Abdominal pain, right.
I use castor oil packs all the time.
Wow, okay. That's an Edgar Cayce technique from way back.
Yes. It's one, I mean, I have, especially older patients who are on a lot of drugs and they're having some digestive issues. Not so much the tummy ache that little kids have, but they thrive on it. They really respond well to helping with the elimination and, you know, getting the liver stimulated. And with kids, it's very comforting to have that heat on your belly.
Right. Oh, that's great. I think people should Google castor oil packs and find out about that, because that is a treatment option. Obviously, you know, very serious problems require a trip to the doctor or to the ER, but for mild transient problems, it can provide a lot of relief. So you have a, you know, real arsenal of therapies at your disposal as a naturopathic physician. And you share some of those tips in the Human Body Detectives series. And also, you've got your own website as well. What's that, please?
At drheatherND.com.
Great. And you realize that within a few weeks, a vast calamity is about to descend upon the parents and children of America. And I think you may have some intimation of what that calamity is. It occurs on October 31st, and it's a real challenge for parents. So any tips for Halloween, or are you going to do a blog on that subject?
I've done blogs every year, I think, on it. I think you need the kids. I think putting more emphasis on the costume and dressing up is really, really a great idea. And, you know, even having them make their own candy bag when they're collecting it, that's not like a pillowcase, you know, mm-hmm. So you're not
right.
You know, the candy to be filled to the top. And then, you know, that you keep it in the kitchen and you help the kids monitor. Because what I've noticed with my children and with my friends' kids is they get bored after a while and they forget. And that's when it disappears.
Right. So you have to change things up constantly and be creative. All right. Lots of creative. Our Intelligent Medicine call to action today is go to the website of Dr. Heather Manley. Also, the website, which is humanbodydetectives.com. That's where she features her blogs and lots of educational information and curriculum. And check out NordicNaturals.com because they have great products for kids, ways of getting essential fatty acids into your sometimes recalcitrant and reluctant child. One thing or another is going to work for them if you go through the list of their different products. So thank you very much, Dr. Heather Manley, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure, and it was really nice meeting you.
It's nice to meet you, and I hope that our paths cross. And unfortunately, I can't book a trip to the Big Island of Hawaii in the next few weeks. But you know, next time I'm there, I'll look you up.
Yeah, perfect. You might want to come in February versus right now.
Yeah, very much. I might definitely, given what winter was like in New York last year, I'm going to have to head out somewhere. Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to need some R&R. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.